in the blue ocean, but you gotta get away to where the boat leaves from. Take one part sand, one part sea, and one part shade of a nine-on tree. And the drinks are cold and the reggae is hot, and I know this is the place for me. Get away to where the boat leaves from. It takes away.
Zach Brown Band, Where the Boat Leaves From. Getting things going for us this morning on the Lone Star Outdoor Show. I'm Cable Smith. Pleasure to be here with you. And if this weather cooperates, I'm going to get to where the boat leaves from in the morning and do a little fishing myself. And that's what we're talking this morning, hunting and fishing. That's all we do here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show. A full hour, jam-packed full of everything having to do with catching or killing across the Lone Star State. Got a great show lined up for you this morning. Off the top, we're going to have a Lake Fork fishing report with Tim Walker, Tim Walker's Guide Service. Then we're going to visit with one of the most popular celebrities from the Outdoor Channel, Miss Kelly Gotch. Fellas, listen up. If you don't know who Kelly Gotch is, do yourself a favor and look her up on the internet. She is a cutie, and you're not going to want to miss this interview. I promise you that. And we'll also visit with the Baylor men's basketball head coach, Scott Drew. Baylor fresh off their best season ever. And Coach Drew just happens to be an avid bass angler. So we'll talk a little fishing with Coach Drew at the bottom of the hour. Unfortunately, we don't have time for congratulations, you're an idiot this morning. So we'll pick that segment back up next week because Tim Walker of Tim Walker's Guide Service is already on the phone. Tim, good morning. If you would, go ahead and tell me how things are looking out at Lake Fork.
The fishing has been good down here for the last month. Last couple of weeks, it's real good. We got the Legends Tournament going on this weekend. Fish have been still staying up pretty shallow. Light and small baits, brush hog, baby brush hogs, flukes, small Carolina rigs, split shot rigs. It's people catching a lot of fish and a lot of good fish. A lot of good numbers and sizes.
Tim, is the spawn completely over at this point?
You might find a few stragglers still left on the beds back up some of the creeks, but right now, all the fish are in that transition period. They're moving out, getting away from the beds. If you're up in some good, clear water where you can see, if you can find balls of fry around the tree stumps, out in 6 or 8 foot of water, if you can pitch a wacky worm or a brush hog down in there on them and catch that little buck bass in there guarding those fry. And the females, they're still kind of cruising around in shallow water. The bite's real good right now. So about 6 or 8 feet of water is about as deep as you want to get.
And what's our water temperature like, Tim?
Our temperature's up in the 70s and in the low to mid-70s. Water level is good on the lake. We're full. It's still on the north end of the lake. Water's a little bit stained on the south end. And up in Caney, the water is looking pretty good. It's starting to clear up a little bit.
Shifting gears here from largemouth now, Tim. What have you heard from the crappie guides?
Well, the crappie moved back out up under the bridge. And they're biting out in about 18, 20 foot of water right now. And people are still catching some really nice crappie. And a lot of folks are going out there and getting their limits up under the bridges right now. On minnows and jigs. And
what about catfish, Tim?
They've been catching a lot of big blue cat and yellow cat on trot lines, baiting them with black salties, goldfish, big shiners, Caney Kings, hunch bait, fishing goldfish, minnows and worms.
And you can load up on all that right there at the bait shop.
Absolutely. You can get it all right here at the bait shop. Right. Absolutely. And, you know, just my guide service, we do guided trips during the summer over at Tewaukee, too, for sand bass, hybrids, and stripers. And the reports I've been getting over there here the past couple of days is they're starting to get up by the dam and turn on up there, and people are catching a few over there right now. So,
well, Tim, I really appreciate it this morning. We'll do it again soon.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Cable. Thanks a lot.
And y'all can check out Tim's website at timwalkersguideservice.com. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll visit with one of the leading ladies of the outdoor industry, Kelly Gotch. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
A 68 Camaro, candy apple red, four-speed transmission, chrome heads. Cast a spell.
Cable Smith here to tell every outdoorsman about Munster Natural Dog Foods. Munster Natural Dog Food is made up of a 5-grain balance of carbohydrates instead of just being made from 1 or 2 grains like other dog foods. Munster includes the necessary antioxidants and omega-3 and 6 fatty acids essential for your hunting buddy's health. Munster also has a full lineup of top-notch horse, fish, and deer feeds. So to locate a retailer near you, visit www.munstermilling.com. For my lab maverick, I choose the Texas tradition that's tried and true. Munster Natural Dog Foods. Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need 1 or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
Largemouth bass fishing on Lake Fork is a Texas tradition, and Tim Walker of Tim Walker's Guide Service has been guiding on Lake Fork for over a decade. He can put you on a trophy largemouth or a full stringer of crappie. He also offers night trips on Fork and summertime stripers and hybrids in Lake Tewaukin. Stop by his Lake Fork bait shop located at 5190 North FM 17 and say hello or check out the website at timwalkersguideservice.com. For the fishing trip you won't soon forget, give Tim a call at 817-999-7876.
Have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in 2 sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or check out the website at www.goinfencing.com. That's G-I-O-N-fencing.com or call 940-391-3669 today.
Listen up, anglers, because you need to know about the unbeatable prices at Moe's Tackle Unlimited. Moe's is a web-based tackle supply company that offers deep discounted prices. Lures, hooks, flies, freshwater, and saltwater, Moe's has it covered. Our goal at Moe's Tackle Shop is to provide super service, top-shelf quality, and great prices. Check us out at moestackleshop.com and enter the promo code LoneStarOutdoorShow to save an additional 10% on your order. That's www.moestackleshop.com.
Ever want to ditch that Texas summer heat and go on the trip of a lifetime? Rogue Excursions is currently trying to fill limited spots for the 2010 summer season. Sportsmen can see Alaska firsthand, take advantage of the plentiful fisheries and breathtaking views, hook up with all 5 Pacific salmon species, battle giant halibut and lingcod, and other native species. Located in beautiful Sitka, our operation is designed to be the trip of a lifetime. Visit us at www.rogueexcursions.com or call Captain Cameron Clifton personally at 817-994-2254 and ask for the range specials.
All right, this is Phil Robertson, better known as the Duck Commander. This is the Lone Star Outdoor Show, 95.3 The Range.
Good morning, Texas. Cable Smith welcoming you back to this morning's presentation. This segment is proudly brought to you by Munster Natural Dog Food. Now, before I bring on our next guest this morning, a quick reminder to keep sending me your best outdoor photos, whether that's a trophy whitetail, a stringer of crappie, or just a beautiful sunrise taken from a duck blind. Email them to me at cablewaco@yahoo.com for your chance to win our Photo of the Month contest. You could win a year subscription to Lone Star Outdoor News. It's a fabulous publication, by the way. Maybe you'll even get a shot at our grand prize trophy whitetail or wild boar hunt that we'll be giving away at the end of the year. Now, without further delay, it is my pleasure to introduce one of the truly lovely ladies of the outdoor industry. She currently co-hosts Step Outside, which airs at 1:30 every Sunday afternoon on the Outdoor Channel. But more importantly, she will be in the Outdoor Channel booth at the Ducks Unlimited Sporting Expo this May 28th through the 30th. It's going down at the Gaylord Texan right here in North Texas. Miss Kelly Gotch, I, along with every outdoorsman out there, am looking forward to seeing your smiling face out at the Ducks Unlimited Sporting Expo.
I'm looking forward to being there. It's going to be a good time.
Yes, ma'am. It is going to be a party like none other. That's for sure. Now, Kelly, you grew up in small town Michigan where hunting and fishing were a way of life. Was it your father, brothers, or somebody else that got you interested in the outdoors?
It was definitely my dad and my brothers. I have 2 brothers, and we lived in a outdoor paradise, a little tiny small farm town called Ortonville. And really everybody in the town was into the outdoors. It was kind of a way of life for the whole community and just a beautiful place to grow up.
And from there, you went on to earn a degree in broadcasting from Central Michigan.
Yes.
So when you first started co-hosting an outdoors show, take me through the journey resulting in you ultimately co-hosting Step Outside on the Outdoor Channel and then hosting the Guide Series on the Pursuit Channel.
Yeah, it was kind of a neat way that I ended up at Michigan Out of Doors. It's a local TV show that's been around since the 50s. It was one of the first outdoor shows, and it airs on public television in Michigan every week. And I grew up watching it as a kid. My grandpa watched it. I mean, everybody that you speak to in Michigan has probably seen it a time or two. It's always been on Thursday nights. And the girl that was co-hosting right before I started, she got hired by Ted Nugent, so she moved down to Texas to work for his Spirit of the Wild show, and they were looking for a replacement. They had an open audition at Outdoorama, which is a big outdoor show in Michigan, and I had the degree in production, and that was a big part of the job, was to be a television producer and also co-host. So I showed up and auditioned live in front of a huge audience with about 100 other girls trying to get the job, and because of my broadcasting degree and on-air experience, I landed the job, and it was, for me, the perfect fit because I love television production, but my passion and lifestyle has always been hunting and fishing. So it went really well together. And then I spent almost 4 years there every week in somewhere in the state of Michigan filming and editing hunting and fishing and hunting and fishing myself across the state of Michigan. So it was a good training ground, and that led to Outdoor Channel. Kind of an unusual way to get my foot in the door, I think.
Right on. And who was it that you actually met first at the Outdoor Channel that thought you'd be a great fit for their product?
Well, you know, I met a producer, Mark Manis, that works for Strike King, was the first guy I talked to about working with them. He is with the production company that produces Step Outside, and he said, you know, there's not a lot of girls that do as much hunting and fishing as you do, number one, but also are a proficient videographer and editor. So we started talking, and I think we talked for a couple of years before we finally got the ball rolling and talked with the guys at Outdoor Channel and Doug Painter, who is my co-host on Step Outside and the former president of the National Shooting Sports Foundation. When I met him, we thought this is a good fit. You know, it's my kind of show. It's getting new kids involved into the outdoors and taking them out for their first time and trying to keep our outdoor heritage alive. So I was really excited to be a part of that show.
Now, there really isn't anything better than getting a youngster involved in the outdoors. And when you were a youngster, it was all about whitetails. And somewhere down the line, you caught turkey fever.
I did.
And even more recently than that, you've gotten pretty heavy into waterfowling.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your favorite type of hunting right now?
Oh, man, we're just coming off turkey season, and I still have to say those birds got me. I grew up with a whitetail lifestyle. That was pretty much the focus of our hunting as kids. And I didn't start turkey hunting until I started at Michigan Out of Doors, which was just, what, 6 years ago?
Right.
So that first season, I didn't have my own tag, and I had never been turkey hunting, but I had to go out and film like 30 turkey hunts that year, you know, for to produce. And man, it was fun. I learned so much. I picked up a lot of good habits because I was, you know, my first time out there hunting with some pretty accomplished turkey hunters, and I was lucky in that regard. And then I knew from that moment on, from the first time I went out, I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy, sitting here having conversations with turkeys and learning their behavior, and sometimes they trick you and sometimes you get them, and I couldn't wait for the next year when I could get my own tag. So that next year, it's been on ever since then. Every year, now I travel around to a bunch of different states because I just can't get enough, and
uh-huh.
Oh, it's got me big time. The waterfowl thing, that's also, this past year, really caught my interest.
Yeah, waterfowling really is a sickness, Kelly. You know, standing in freezing cold water while it's sleeting for 3 months every year, you know. Sign me up.
Heck yeah, yep, and look forward to it.
Obviously, something isn't right with us, but anyway. So how many gobblers did you get this spring?
I ended up taking two. I did miss one this year, which was pretty disappointing, but it happens. And, you know, lots of laughs. That's the cool thing, too, about turkey hunting and any kind of hunting. It's so social. And that's something I learned about waterfowl, especially this year. It's such a different kind of hunting. I love those hunts that are social because the whitetail hunting that I grew up with was pretty independent. You know, you're quiet, and the talks after the hunt are the most fun part because that's when you get to tell your stories. But waterfowl and hanging around camp and telling the stories and sitting in the blind all day. And if there's not birds flying right then, you can socialize in the layout blinds. And, man, it really got me. Mm-hmm. We hunted a lot of snow geese this year, so we did a lot of the field hunting in layout blinds. And we'd have, you know, sometimes, you know, 8, 9, 10 guys sometimes lined up, and it's just so much fun. It's a totally different style of hunting than when you're sitting in the deer woods or the turkey woods and you're usually pretty quiet.
Well, I was looking at your MySpace page there, Kelly, and that's a pretty good mess of snow geese you've got posted up there.
Yes, that bug bit me hard. You know, the spring conservation order allows no limit on snow geese because they're destroying their habitat on the tundra, so it really helps with having no limit for hunters to try to help control the population, which we can't ever come close enough, but we're trying to do our part. And for a hunter, what that means is just shoot, 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 and keep shooting, baby. It's a lot of fun. Manitoba, my first time, and then been to Missouri the last couple years, and Missouri is, whew, it's a riot.
So did you take your plug out of your gun? In Texas, you're allowed to take your plug out for the conservation season. I would assume that you can do the same thing in Missouri.
Yeah, you know, I'm not even sure about that. I kept mine in, so I should check on that for next year.
Well, yeah, you definitely need to find out, because you can take your plug out and just go to town.
Nice. Well, see, now I might have been missing something. That's what I love about hunting. There's always something new to learn and then go experiment.
Well, no doubt about it. Kelly, largemouth are king in Texas. And I know y'all don't have a lot of them up north, probably none actually, in Michigan. So tell me about your experience growing up fishing.
You know, I do a lot of bass fishing in Michigan too, but mostly smallmouth. Mm-hmm. That's probably my favorite type of fishing would be smallmouth. We don't have the giant largemouth like they do in the south. So my biggest largemouth have both come from Alabama, I think. But smallmouth in Michigan are incredible, and Lake Erie, I usually travel to New York every year, and Lewiston, right on the Niagara River, at the mouth of the river on Lake Erie, it's just an incredible fishery, and I've tried to do that every year. It's kind of an undiscovered gem. I mean, the people that know about it go, and they know about it, but there's a lot of people that don't realize you can catch lots and lots of 4 and 5 pounders, but every day you go out, you're going to get a few sixes and maybe even a seven thrown in. And just to know that that's possible, to catch that size of a beautiful smallmouth, huh, it gets your heart pumping. And then Michigan's also a great place for steelhead, and I do a lot of that in the wintertime on the rivers. That's got me too. It's like a smallmouth on steroids.
Up to this point, what has been the most memorable outdoor experience of your life?
Oh, man, it's a tough thing to answer, but the top of my head, first thing that comes to mind is I did a bear hunt, a black bear hunt, in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and there's a lot of cool places to hunt bear, a lot of places where you can get bigger bear than you can in Michigan, but because it was my home state, I was familiar with the area. It's so beautiful in the UP, just wild, and I was on foot, 150, 200-foot rock bluffs up and down all day, and I loved every moment of it, and I did end up harvesting a beautiful black bear. In fact, I just got the mount back from the taxidermist just a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
And it's gorgeous, and that hunt was spent with good friends, and all the people that were there, the guide, Joe Hudson, and his wife, Nancy Hudson, they are diehard bear hunters. Nancy's actually, she's been on the cover of Bear Hunter magazine, the first woman on the cover and all this stuff. She's just accomplished in her own right. But to be with all those people that are such good friends and love the sport so much, I learned a lot, and we had a blast. And then the bear meat afterwards, inviting buddies over on the weekends to watch football and eat bear meat was pretty cool. So I always love that part of it too. It's full circle.
So I'm trying to wrap my head around this beer, bear, and football. I'm in. We'll be right back with more from the Outdoor Channel's Kelly Gotch. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
The girl just loves to dance.
All right, guys and gals, spring turkey is finally here, and if you're like me, you're looking for a great way to show off that trophy gobbler. With a full line of turkey fan mounting kits, Texas European Mounts has you covered. From their traditional oak plaques to a truly Texan mesquite plaque, there's something for everyone. So whether you're a hobbyist or a full-time taxidermist, Texas European Mounts has what you need. Check them out at www.texaseuropeanmounts.com or give them a call at 940-631-4334. That's www.texaseuropeanmounts.com.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tech
Tex Trailers is running a huge special on all trailers in stock. From four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion. We also sell and install the widest selection of CM truck beds in the state of Texas. Special orders and trade-ins are welcome, and we have easy financing available. Stop by one of our conveniently located stores in Aubrey, Fort Worth, or Rockwall, or visit us on the web at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Call 817-654-9220 today.
Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas's oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSE. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969.
Largemouth bass are king in Texas, and that's why anglers are choosing Spittin' Fire Jigs. Check out our user-friendly website at www.spittinfirejigs.com to view an extensive selection of skirts that you can match with one of our detailed hybrid, wood, finesse, football, or screwball jig heads. The attention to detail and realistic eyes on our hybrid jig make it the most versatile jig in any angler's tackle box. To date, Spittin' Fire Jigs are responsible for landing two Texas Sharelunkers. Visit spittinfirejigs.com to order your go-to jig today. Spittin' Fire Jigs. Feel the fire.
The Ducks Unlimited Sporting Expo is coming to the Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center in Grapevine, May 28th through 30th, and everything outdoors will be there. Outdoor gear for ducks, whitetail, turkey, fishing, and more. Seminars from outdoor experts, wildlife art exhibits, retriever demonstrations, and much more. Free parking available. Be there May 28th through 30th at the Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center for the Ducks Unlimited Sporting Expo, sponsored by Heavy Shot and Ford Trucks. To learn more, visit expo.ducks.org.
Every sportsman needs a gun safe to protect his gun collection, and that's why I called my buddies at ANC Gun Safes. ANC is a family-owned business that prides itself on having the best customer service policy in the industry. ANC Gun Safe specializes in Winchester safes as well as new lightly scratched or dented safes that they sell to outdoorsmen at huge discounted prices. They also guarantee safe shipping on every order. Call Adam at 817-228-1184 or check out their great selection of gun safes at www.acsafes.com. That's acsafes.com.
If you enjoy fishing, then you've got to go fishing on Lake Texoma with Brian Pritchard at Stripers, Inc. Brian has a lifetime of experience fishing Texoma and takes the utmost pride in providing the highest quality care for his customers to ensure an experience they'll never forget by becoming a friend rather than just a fishing guide. You are guaranteed to catch fish with Brian or your trip will be free. Check out his website at www.stripersinc.com or give him a call at 903-815-1609 to set up your next fishing trip.
Listen to the radio, oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio.
All right, the legendary Don Williams bringing us back from break here by request from one of our faithful listeners out there. I appreciate everyone that's waking up early with us right here on the range. This is the Lone Star Outdoors Show, and I'm Cable Smith. It's a pleasure to be here with you every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 9:30. This portion of the show is proudly brought to you by Game Guard, the official camouflage of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. If you're just tuning in this morning, you're in for a real treat because I've still got Kelly Gotch, one of the outdoor industry's leading ladies on the line. She joins us as part of our five-week Ducks Unlimited mini-series. DU has provided us with a fabulous guest each of the past few weeks as we get amped up for the DU Sporting Expo, May 28th through the 30th at the Gaylord Texan. We started off a few weeks ago with Jim Ronquist, world duck calling champion of Rich and Tone Game Calls. Then 2 weeks ago, we had on Ducks Unlimited's Mike Checkett, their media biologist, also co-host of DU TV. Then last week, we had on Nick Munt of the Outdoor Channel's hit series Bone Collector. And this morning, it is Miss Kelly Gotch's turn. And Kelly, we've still got a lot to get into, so let's go ahead and pick it up where we left off. Kelly, a lot has changed just in our lifetimes. You know, I'm 28, and I know we're not supposed to give a young lady's age out on the air, but you're relatively close to my age. Do you ever feel those old-fashioned societal pressures that discourage women from hunting and actively participating in the kind of outdoor lifestyle that you lead?
You know, it used to be worse than it is now. Now there's so many women that are proud to be involved and make it their lifestyle, and it's catching on a lot. And I think the outdoor television shows are a big reason for that. They do so much for promoting. And companies like She Outdoor Apparel is one of them that makes incredible clothing that fit women. They're cute, they're comfortable, and it makes a big difference. I remember growing up wearing dad's clothes, you know, or my brother's clothes, and you can still have fun and enjoy the outdoors, but it's a lot more fun when you can put on those clothes that fit. It makes a big difference, especially with like a shooting vest or something that's going to actually, if you wear one that's too big, it's going to impact your shot. So, you know, it makes a big difference. And I think because of how much exposure the women's gear and the women that are on the television shows hunting and showing what kind of a joy it can be to be an outdoors person, it's catching on. And, you know, 10 years ago, people would kind of look at you funny, you know, and now they say, heck yeah, you go girl, you know, so it's getting better. I hope it keeps continuing, and I'm sure it will.
Well, do you ever feel that men are intimidated by you because of your success in the outdoor industry?
I think it's safe to say that, you know, everybody wants to be, the captain, so to speak. And, you know, I'm just blessed with the opportunities really, you know, more often than a lot of people do to get out there. And so I get that all the time. People will say, oh, you're so lucky, all you do is hunt and fish. And, you know, that is kind of a misconception. I do have a lot of opportunities because of my career choice, but there's still a lot of office time. That's what I'm doing today, and as a matter of fact. And those are the days, you know, you work real hard in the office, but you get to go out. And another thing I try to tell people, too, is that a lot of my hunting and fishing is done before the office and after the office. And, you know, just because we're full-time in the industry doesn't mean we're full-time in the woods or on the water. And we have to make time for it just like everybody. So some of my best memories are getting up before the office, going out and catching smallmouth under the overpass before I go to the office at 8:30, you know. And it might be an hour, hour and a half, but solitude by yourself. No one knows you're there. You can hear the traffic going over the overpass, but they don't know you're down there and you're catching fish. So I just encourage people to go out and do it, and don't make excuses, and don't think you have to be a full-time professional hunter or fisherman to do it. You can squeeze in a half an hour, even a day or a week or whatever you can manage, and it'll make such a difference in your happiness and your stress level.
Kelly, are you a redneck girl?
Yes, I'm proud of it. But, you know, I'm pretty eclectic because I am a redneck girl, but I also love heavy metal music and country music. I'm kind of a rocker chick / redneck, so I don't know.
Nothing wrong with mixing it up, you know. What's your favorite country song?
Country Boy Can't Survive. I love me some Hank Williams Jr.
Right on. How often do you make it down to our neck of the woods to hunt or fish?
You know, I don't get to go enough. I went, but my first time was just a couple years ago. I got a chance to go down and harvest a whitetail and rattled them in. It was a blast. And there's a lot of shooting goes on down there. It was fun with all the wild hogs and stuff. And I've gone back a couple times since then to get after wild hogs, and hoping to go back again this year. Looking forward to fall. It's definitely in the plans.
Well, we have no shortage of feral hogs. I can guarantee you that. Well, Kelly, what would you say to an invite to be a part of our Texas tradition of hog hunting with dogs and a long knife?
I'm there. Absolutely. It's one of the things I've heard a lot about, and I've seen it on video and haven't got to do it yet. So you name the date and the place and I'll be there.
Well, you just let me know when you want to go, because the line forms at the left with cowboys who would love to show you a little Southern hospitality by taking you hog dogging.
All right, cool.
How do you feel about the always controversial issue of antler restrictions? I don't know if y'all have them in Michigan, but a lot of people are up in arms over them in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have been a big supporter of quality deer management the last several years, the more I learn about it. And I think that is the key to finding a solution, is just education. And the principles of QDM are based on science, and that's the way we need to manage our game species. Michigan is a state with 750,000 gun hunters, and with the tags have always been you can shoot any buck, and then your second buck has to be 4 on a side. I don't agree with that personally, because the any buck, chances are, you know, most of those hunters probably get a week to hunt, and they're going to shoot what they can shoot in a lot of cases, and usually that results in a year and a half old. And with that many hunters, that much hunting pressure in a state, it's really, it has a huge impact on our young deer. And science has proven that if, you know, you can take those and keep the ratio in check so that the animals that are living in that area have enough habitat and food to sustain themselves, that's the only way that they're going to survive and thrive and be healthy. So I like antler restrictions. I don't think that simply antler restrictions is a perfect solution, because you can have a lot of year and a half old 8 points, you know, so mm-hmm. it doesn't always make a difference, but overall it makes a difference because it helps, and everything that we can do I think will help a lot. And having 2 bucks in Michigan is kind of a bummer as far as I'm concerned, but you know, I've adopted those principles the last few years, and I'm trying to shoot 3.5-year-olds or older just to do my part. And I think the more that people are educated, the more they're going to do the same thing.
Something I do know about your home state, and it was actually Uncle Ted Nugent that informed me about it, since you're both from Michigan, you guys don't allow dove hunting. You have one of the richest dove hatcheries in the country, mm-hmm. and yet dove hunting's illegal. What the hell happened?
Oh, what a mess. Doves have been classified as a songbird in Michigan, always. And so because of that, it's not a tradition there to hunt. So people don't necessarily know all that much about it. And a few years ago, it went to the ballot. We got a trial season for 1 year to hunt doves, and people got to go out and hunt that one season. And then it went back to the ballot because of the idiots at the Humane Society of the United States who don't know what they're doing. And it went back to the ballot. And
yes, they are idiots, by the way.
It was sad. It was a sad day for sportsmen, not just in the state of Michigan, but sportsmen as a whole across the whole country, because with that many hunters in Michigan and having something on the ballot that is a hunting issue and it didn't pass, it's sad. Now, mm-hmm. the reason for it, in my opinion, is it just came down to media coverage, which equals money, and the Humane Society of the United States put up a bunch of money and put some primetime ads on television that were bogus. I mean, it was just ridiculous, completely full of falsities. But people tend to believe what they see in a lot of instances. And they saw this commercial with, at the time we had the Detroit Tigers baseball team in the playoffs, so they put this actor who said he was a hunter, had the Detroit ball cap on, had a flannel shirt on, and said, "I'm a hunter and I don't believe in dove hunting," and blah, 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 blah. Well, it was a paid actor. It wasn't...
What an absolute crock.
It was a crock, and people believed it, and they gave all these reasons about, you know, there's not enough meat on a dove to eat, and you're not going to see them at your feeders anymore, which all of that is ridiculous, and anybody who spends time and learns about it knows that that's crap. And it was sad because people, there was no money coming from the hunting side to retaliate and put our rebuttal out there. So that's the only message that was delivered to the public, was this whole don't hunt doves, we can't shoot doves, it's such a bad thing. So you even had hunters going out and voting against having a dove season in Michigan.
Wow.
And they were never educated that it was actually an anti-hunting movement. Not, it didn't really just have to do with doves. HSUS, their goal is to outlaw all hunting, and that just sets precedent and makes it tougher, you know, on us in the future when they attack bow hunting and trapping, which are the next two major things on their list. So, once again, education. If we can educate people with the truth, everything's better.
Well, I guess you better tack a Texas dove hunt onto that hog dogging invitation then. Well, our mutual friend Mike Checkett over at Ducks Unlimited wanted me to be sure and ask you about a pretty sweet duck hunt that he took you on this year.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Well, let's hear the details.
Man, if you're a duck hunter or a waterfowl hunter, you've probably heard of Stuttgart, Arkansas. I had never had the chance to go, and I was really pumped. I was finally doing this hunt. It was a women's hunt for Ducks Unlimited, and a group of great women got together, showed up at Mike Checkett's place, and wouldn't you know it, Arkansas got a bunch of snow. Not only was the timber flooded with like over 9 feet of water, but we got snow. So all the girls were like, well, you know, we'll tough it out. We'll just go out there and see what happens. It's not going to be that great, but we'll see. We'll try. And so we go into the lodge, and the furnace broke. So not only is there snow on the ground and floods in the timber, like ridiculously high over our heads, and now we've got 10 girls in a lodge with no heat, and we were like, yeah, this is turning out to be one of those things. But you know what? still one of the best memories ever. We laughed so much about it. We had a blast. The food was great. So, so at least we had food and had a couple drinks, and everybody told their hunting stories and fishing stories, and we had a heck of a good time.
Well, shoot, y'all better had some drinks just to stay warm.
Saved the day.
Well, Kelly, I'm looking forward to seeing you and Mike out at the Ducks Unlimited Sporting Expo May 28th through the 30th at the Gaylord Texan. It's a one-of-a-kind event, and it's coming to the Lone Star State. What are you looking forward to the most about the expo?
It sounds awesome. The Duck Jam sounds like it's going to be pretty cool this year. And I'll be there Saturday on the 29th at the Outdoor Channel booth from 9:30 to 11 in the morning. So I'm also looking forward to talking to some of the fans and friends that I've met, and hope to see you there. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, the Duck Jam is going to be awesome. Roger Krager and Reckless Kelly both playing as part of the festivities. So, Kelly, you'll get to experience some Southern hospitality, some good old Texas country music, and I look forward to having a Shiner Bock with you and trading a few hunting stories.
Sounds good.
Kelly, it's been a pleasure.
Hey, you too. Thanks a lot.
We'll see you at the end of the month.
All right, cool.
There she goes, Miss Kelly Gotch of the Outdoor Channel, among other things. Don't forget to come out and see her and so many more of your favorite outdoor personalities who will be at the big sporting expo. I'll be there. Come by the PA booth. That's where I'll be hanging out. Come say hi. It's going to be a great time. Well, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll visit with a bass angling fanatic who happens to moonlight as the head coach of the Baylor Bears men's basketball team. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Singing songs sounding just like Elvis. Love me tender. Shake my pelvis on. You got a hold on me. Chains around my hands. Chains around my feet. Nothing looks better on me than those chains.
I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my buddy Steve Pebley over at Cooper Lake Guide Service. Fabulous state parks and lodging combined with almost no fishing pressure or boat traffic has caused Cooper Lake to become one of the best hybrid and white bass destinations in Texas. With over a decade of experience on Cooper, Steve knows the lake like the back of his hand. So to learn lake info, see videos and pictures, and learn Steve's best hotspots and waypoints, go to www.cooperlakeguide.net. Or to book a one-of-a-kind fishing trip with my buddy Steve Pebley, call 214-240-0801. That's 214-240-0801.
All right, outdoorsmen, time you learned about WTHO. WTHO specializes in the best free-range, low-fence, and no-fence hunts in West Texas. In addition to spring turkey and monster audad, we're now booking for corporate and group whitetail hunts near El Dorado. We also feature premier hunts for javelina, mule deer, exotics, and mountain lions. Call Mike McKinney at 915-328-0645 to find out about early booking specials. That's 915-328-0645, or visit www.westtexashuntorg.com.
Come experience the beef jerky outlet by the Bass Pro Shops in Garland. We carry the best jerkies, 8 different flavors of Sunland peanut butter, and a wide range of hot sauces and delicious salsas. Ever tried deep-fried peanuts? They are so good you can eat the whole shell. We also have gourmet Wisconsin cheeses available to sample. You can also enjoy our edible crickets, worms, and scorpion suckers. So let the outdoorsman in you experience the beef jerky outlet for yourself. Check out our website at www.dallasjerky.com. Beef Jerky Outlet, located by the Bass Pro Shops in Garland.
The Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse combines an elegance and Southern hospitality reminiscent of their famous South Texas ranch. I've had the signature buffalo filet, hands down the best steak I've ever eaten. Featuring a full menu of steak, seafood, and wild game, this is the steakhouse for the outdoorsman. Located in Dallas' historic West End District, call 214-744-3287 or visit them online at www.yoranchsteakhouse.com. Tell Tony you heard about them on the range and get 15% off your meal. Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse, the official steakhouse of the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my family friend, Jerry Malzahn over at Malzahn Landscape. Malzahn Landscape has been serving North Dallas, University Park, and Fort Worth for over 30 years and has done some of the finest landscapes in North Texas. Jerry currently has 200 beautiful specimens of red oaks, cedar elms, live oaks, and crepe myrtles that would make wonderful additions to any yard. For estate grounds maintenance or installation, call the premier landscape company in North Texas. The choice is simple, Malzahn Landscape. Call Jerry at 972-567-1950. That's 972-567-1950 today.
Well, it was freezing cold in Dallas when I made my getaway. But I outran a cold front when I gave my truck the rain.
Howdy, 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 folks. Cable Smith welcoming you back to this morning's presentation. And we don't have any time to waste. If you didn't know it, I'm a huge Baylor fan on all fronts, all sports. We made some noise in college hoops this year, and that's why I've decided to ask Coach Scott Drew to join the program this morning because he is a huge bass fishing fanatic. Coach, thanks for coming on the Lone Star Outdoor Show this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
First of all, Coach, congratulations on the most memorable season in Baylor basketball history, a school record 28 wins, tied for second place in the Big 12, and of course making it all the way to the Elite Eight before losing to the eventual national champion Duke Blue Devils.
Very, very good year. Very exciting year. A lot of firsts. A lot of great memories. And I think the one that stands out the most is what you finished up on, and that is Elite Eight performance. You see 47,000 plus fans in Houston, which was the second largest regional crowd in NCAA history. You get a game that had the best viewing since 2005 for an NCAA regional, and a lot of Baylor folks having a great time down there, and very exciting basketball, and a couple minutes away from having a chance to play in the Final Four. And the good thing is, hopefully that motivates us and keeps us driven to get back there next year and play in a Final Four in Houston.
Well, Coach, you know I was one of the 47,000, and it definitely was an electric atmosphere.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Wouldn't have missed it for the world. Of course, I was also there for the absolute beatdown of St. Mary's in the Sweet 16.
That was one of the best halves in Baylor basketball history, in my opinion. In fact, it was the third largest victory in NCAA Sweet 16 history.
Yeah, those poor Gales never knew what hit them. Coach, those Blue Devils really did a number on you this year, knocking us out in the Elite Eight and then defeating your alma mater, Butler, in the national championship. That Coach K is something else, huh?
Well, he's a legend, one of the best coaches of all time, but his players are pretty good too. and I think after the game, John Shire gave us a great compliment when he said it was the toughest team they'd played all year. And I heard at their banquet, Coach Cade said that we were the toughest team they'd played all year. And I know that's a great compliment for our guys and just what they thought about how good and talented our team was this year.
Coach, a couple more basketball-related questions before I get into what I really want to talk with you about this morning, the charge on Quincy Acey. You know, I've got to bring it up. It's a moment that will live in infamy forever with Baylor fans. Coach, we could have gone up 5 with just about 6 minutes left in the ball game. Instead of an and one, the refs call a questionable charge, and Duke comes down and makes a 3, and we would never lead again. Coach, your initial thoughts in the moment, as well as what you thought after you watched it again on film?
Well, the one thing is coaches, is we're not allowed to comment on officials' calls. So we can, but then that usually leads to a fine or suspension. So we try to stay away from that. But that's the great thing about basketball. It's a 40-minute game. There's not one play or one call that ever determined the game. It's a culmination of all of them. And again, from a coaching standpoint, all you can hope for is to give your team a chance to have an opportunity to win a game. And I think our players gave ourselves a chance. The coaching staff prepared and gave our team a chance. And let's just face it, Duke won the game, and we didn't lose the game. So they made a couple more plays than we did, and that's a tribute to them. At the same time, I think the nation saw just how talented and good our Baylor basketball team was. And if you're going to lose, you want to lose to the champion. And I think, again, it shows us just how close we were to winning a national championship this past year, because Duke went on to win it, and you like to think if you beat Duke, you go on to win it. So anyway, that's again, once Duke beat us, we were cheering for him because we wanted to lose to the champs.
Coach, in 1 year, Epke Udo went from an afterthought at Michigan to turning himself into a lottery pick after just one season with you as his coach. What did you see that Michigan didn't?
Well, first of all, Michigan did a great job in helping develop him and improve him. And then Epe really did a great job in his year out, really worked on his game, put in all the time, effort, and he deserves all the credit. Our coaching staff did a great job in helping direct and helping him develop as well. But Epe is the one that did the work. And this year, anytime you break a Big 12 record for block shots, a record that stood for 12 years by Calvin Cato, that means you're getting something done. And Epe's one of those guys that you're just happy he has great success because as good a basketball player as he is, he's even a better person. And I know he got the nickname the Nightmare for what he did on the defensive end, but he's somebody that's going to be a great ambassador for Baylor University for many years to come in the NBA, and we're proud to have had him a part of our family and had a chance for everyone to see what a great player he was down here.
Well, Epke will definitely be missed, but let's talk about his replacement, Perry Jones, the highest-rated recruit ever for Baylor. What excites you most about coaching this kid next year?
Well, Perry Jones is somebody that has unbelievable talent, potential through the ceiling, and somebody that is going to be a great basketball player for many years to come. The one thing that is tough, though, is anytime you go from a different level, either high school to college or college to the NBA, there's an adjustment. And as good as Perry's going to be for us, like any freshman, he's gonna have to get used to playing against bigger, stronger, faster players than he's played against in high school. And I know Perry's an extremely hard worker, which will hopefully cut down on that amount of time. Perry, there's not anything he can't do. He can play can shoot the outside shot. He can put the ball on the floor. He can score inside. He can block shots. Very similar to Epe in a lot of facets. One difference is Epe was 22 years old and Perry's 18 years old.
Right.
So that'll be again a challenge for Perry to see how quickly he can adapt to the college game. But he's going to be a great player, and I know our fans are really going to be excited about watching him. And again, very similar to Epe, and an outstanding young man, a great ambassador for Baylor University.
Well, Coach, it was a heck of a season, and we're expecting great things next year as well. We do have to take a quick break. When we come back, let's go ahead and get into a little bass fishing talk. We'll be right back with more from Baylor basketball head coach Scott Drew. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range. Are you looking for the perfect place to send your hunting buddy? Then check out Tioga Retrievers. With over 20 years experience, Angie and Tim Becker can provide you with a field champion or a well-rounded hunting companion. Tioga Retrievers takes pride in catering to the needs of each owner and their dog. Conveniently located 45 miles north of DFW in Aubrey, Texas, Tioga Retrievers also offers day training and boarding. Call 940-440-0018 or visit them online at www.tiogaretrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A retrievers.com.
Outdoorsmen are always looking for the best way to prepare our meats, and that's why you should check out Smokin' Tex. Smokin' Tex builds fully electric, portable, stainless steel ovens that are built to last. We feature amazing customer service with an industry-best 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.smokin'tex.com for the easiest way to gently cook moist and tender brisket, ribs, chicken, fish, and wild game. Prep the food, load the oven, add wood, set the temperature, and walk away. The static air environment locks in the flavor for you. Call 888-922-1511 or visit us at smokin'tex.com and tell them you heard about it on the Lone Star Outdoor Show for an exclusive special.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas's oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSC. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is running a huge special on all trailers in stock. From four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion. We also sell and install the widest selection of CM truck beds in the state of Texas. Special orders and trade-ins are welcome, and we have easy financing available. Stop by one of our conveniently located stores in Aubrey, Fort Worth, or Rockwall, or visit us on the web at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Call 817-654-9220 today.
Hey outdoorsmen, it's that time of year again. The wind is changing and the temps are rising, so let's put away the camo and guns and get the tackle box ready. We all know that you're familiar with Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star State. Well, they're at it again, and now they're making a real difference in the fishing apparel industry. Game Guard is bringing that same commitment to quality and technical apparel to those guys and gals on the water. Game Guard's vent back shirts are offered in 7 great colors and perform like no others. Game Guard is Texas-based, family-owned, and committed to their loyal customers. Fishermen have many choices when it comes to outdoor apparel, and Game Guard is dedicated to earning your business. So be sure to ask for Game Guard at your local hunting or fishing retailer, or go to www.gameguard.net. Game Guard, the official outdoor apparel of the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Hey, Texas, this is your Tejas blood brother, Ted Nugent. I'm proud to be right here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range. I don't
want to. All right, good morning. Cable Smith welcoming you back to this morning's presentation, and we are hard up for time today, so let's go ahead and jump right back into our conversation with Baylor men's basketball coach Scott Drew, who was nice enough to stay on the line through the break. Well, Coach, we already talked some hoops. Now let's talk about another one of your passions, and I know that once the season winds down, you enjoy getting on the lake and doing some fishing. Your buddy and former Bassmaster Classic champion, Alton Jones, gave you up. Big Baylor guy, by the way. So who was responsible for instilling a love for the outdoors in you? Was it your dad, Homer, or your brother, Bryce? Did y'all spend a lot of time hunting and fishing growing up, or was this kind of something you picked up later on in life?
Good question. Well, my dad, he coached at LSU from 72 to 76. So one of my first few memories was fishing on the bayous with my dad. And coaches have to have an outlet. Now, a lot of times it's golf. For me, that's more frustration. So I tend to go to the lake. And anyway, whenever I get a chance, and you always wish you had an opportunity to do things like fish a lot more. But if I can get out to two or three times a month, that makes for a great month for me. And I know my dad instilled the enjoying of the outdoors and taught me how to fish. And obviously, in Texas, we have so many great lakes. And in fact, there's a Wednesday night bass fishing tournament on Lake Waco, and that's something I try to always get in if possible. And again, if I can fish that a couple times a month, it's been a great month. And fishing with Alton Jones and people like that, there's so many good fishermen, so many good pros in the area. You really are able to learn a lot. And there's not much more enjoying thing for me. It's the only time, besides in a movie theater, where I put that cell phone away. So it's a true vacation. And again, if you don't like the outdoors and you can't find peace on the lake, then there's probably something wrong with you.
Ain't that the truth? What about hunting? Did you and Bryce do much hunting growing up?
My brother and I did some hunting. My dad usually did more of the fishing with us, but we definitely would hunt and ducks, geese, squirrel, rabbit, deer. I mean, you name it. Down here, the one thing that's tough about a basketball coach, though, is hunting season is normally during basketball season. Mm-hmm. So that really puts a cramp on your skiing action, your snow skiing, and your hunting. So if you find those seasons that begin in like dove or up north, when I grew up, you could do some geese hunting or pheasant hunting in August, September. You're able to do that. But when season gets started, usually you're pretty occupied shooting baskets instead of shooting game.
Well, the sacrifices to be a famous basketball coach, huh? Anyway, Coach, tell me about fishing with Alton Jones. Did Alton take you to some of his honey holes out there on Lake Waco?
Well, Alton's somebody that no matter what lake you go on, he's got honey holes because he just knows how to find fish. You really learn a lot about technique. You learn a lot about what he thinks, and he's a very good teacher. Some people are just great at what they do, but they have a hard time explaining why and how they learned and what how the whole process works. But Alton's such a great person, got a great heart, and just spending time with him, I know it not only was very educational and it's always enjoying, but also when the day's over, not only you caught fish, but you're a better fisherman for spending time with him. And he's somebody that he's a very good basketball fan, and I know during our basketball season, he's a lot of officials like to fish, and if they see Alton in the stands, that means a lot to them. So I try to tell the officials during the game, if they call it better, we'll send them up with a fishing trip with him, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, Alton is a master at flipping and pitching soft plastics. That also happens to be my favorite technique. What about you, Coach?
Well, I used to love before coming down to Texas, we spent a lot more time topwater spinner baits, crank baits, but coming down here, same thing, a lot more flipping action, and obviously a lot of plastic worm up north. But I was going to say the flipping, I've become I at least understand it, and I'm adequate enough at it where I can catch fish and I enjoy it. Is I think we all realize in fishing, whatever method allows you to catch fish, you're going to enjoy. To me, if you could have your pick, though, there's nothing better than seeing that topwater bite on a buzz bait, a frog, a torpedo, anything, a spook. So the topwater fishing is always most enjoyable, but as we know, usually it's pretty limited to that beginning in the morning or late at night.
All right, Coach, the moment of truth. What is your personal best largemouth bass?
Well, that's something we got to work on, because I'm one of those guys that catch a lot of fish, but I don't catch the big one. My brother, on the other hand, we'll go fishing and he'll catch the two fish and for the day, and one of them's going to be 7 pounds or 8 pounds. My brother has the biggest 9 pound 2 ounce from Lake Okeechobee, Lake Fork. A year ago, he caught about a 7.5 pounder. But I've never gotten into the sevens. I've never gotten into the eights or the nines or the tens yet. So anyway, that is my goal. And but I'm very good with the three to fives.
Right.
Coach, which Texas lake do you enjoy fishing the most?
Well, I know Lake Fork. I've only been there one time. I really enjoyed that. Normally I fish mostly some private ponds and stuff like that around here, and you know those are always going to be nice places to go. But I do look forward to getting down and fishing Falcon at some point. That's something Amistad. Those are some that I'd like to get to.
Mm-hmm. Besides bass fishing, what other types of angling do you enjoy?
Any fishing, deep sea fishing. I love off the coast of Florida, catching snook, redfish, things like that. So, and you can do that obviously in Texas as well. But so any fishing. I've been to Canada. I love to go peacock bass fishing at some point. That's something I've always wanted to do. But anything on the water is a good day for me.
Well, Coach, do you have any fishing trips planned for the summer months?
No, right now we're finishing up recruiting, and kind of how coaches work is we take care of business here, and then when business here is taken care of, then we find a couple days to go fishing. And every year we try to get my dad, brother, and I to go on a 3-day or 2-day fishing trip. Don't know if it'll happen. If we plan every year, it usually works out every other year. So, that's what I look forward to doing this summer, hopefully.
Well, I hope it works out for you, Coach, because there's nothing better than getting away with your dad and your brother and doing some fishing. Much like yourself, those are some of the moments that I cherish the most in my life. One more question before I let you go. What do you think about all this hoopla surrounding Missouri and Nebraska possibly bouncing from the Big 12 and ending up in the Big 10?
Well, I think first of all, you look at what the Big 12 has been able to accomplish. Our conference office has done a tremendous job. Each school has done a tremendous job. I mean, to be number one in the RPI in men's basketball this year, number one in RPI, him in women's basketball, and you know how many BCS games the Big 12 has been in the short period of time. The Big 12 has become the premier conference in the country in every sport. So it'd be a shame to change anything, because I see nothing but greatness ahead for the Big 12. So hopefully everything stays in. Those schools appreciate what the Big 12 has done for them, and they appreciate the rivalries, and their boosters and alumni appreciate, again, just what the Big 12 has done for their school in the past. So we'd like to keep this Big 12 going and keep improving every year. So hopefully they stay. If they don't, well, then I know our commissioner and our athletic directors will make sure we're in a good situation.
Well, Coach, the bar's been set pretty high now. Congrats again on a heck of a season this year, and good luck on Wednesday at the Lake Waco Bass Tourney.
Hey, that sounds great. Really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Well, there he goes, the Baylor men's head basketball coach and avid angler, Scott Drew. We're about out of time for this morning. Thanks to all of our guests, Tim Walker, Tim Walker's Guide Service, Kelly Gotch of the Outdoor Channel, and, of course, Coach Drew. Next week, one of your favorite range artists will join us, and Max Stalling. Also, Lee and Tiffany Lukowski. I know I promised them to you last week, but they've agreed to do a full hour interview, so we're going to do that justice and just kind of play it by ear, but they will be on, if not next week, probably the week after that. A special thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors. Boys, me.
It's always been this way. I know.